You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug and mother plugger. Go plug yourself. You plug and mother pluggers. Go plug yourself. You plug and mother pluggers. Go plug yourself. It's Walter and Keith talking on the internet.
Steve, oh yeah.
Hey, you talking about treeps is a lot less entertaining than you wanting to get a $5 blowjob.
The $5, the talk of $5 blowjobs has come and gone.
It's in the past. It's over.
It's over now. You missed it, listeners. Yep. It came up twice.
Knowing there's a distinct chance it'll come up again.
It's very possible.
I think so.
I mean, you seem to have like a really strong opinion on this. So.
What if would you accept it, Walter?
for the sake of funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's you'd accept it for the sake
of
funny?
So if you were single and you were like, this would be great in a bit.
You
can make that shit up, right? Like, you don't have to, like, when you're doing stand-up, yeah,
there was a stand-up.
Yes.
Who had a bit. And
yes.
I saw him do this bit a lot, and it revolved around him telling a story about himself being propositioned with a $5 blowjob.
Right.
Okay? And
so you want
like,
to steal his material.
I've never seen this. I've never witnessed
right.
this type of proposition with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, it exists only, like, in, what is it? Like, Boys in the Hood or something? Or Do the Right Thing? Or, you know...
I don't know.
I haven't seen these
movies.
What's the one in L.A. that... I think it's Boys in the Hood.
Kyle's really racist. He doesn't watch movies with black protagonists.
That's pretty much it.
There's one of those... it's like Boys in the Hood, I think. There's one with Ice Cube.
Right.
Don't Be a Menace in South Central.
That's a parody of those movies. Of the Spike Lee movies. Boys in the Hood. And there is a crack whore.
Yes.
A neighborhood crack whore, like in Compton or something, that goes around and propositions various people with the whole...
My understanding of crack is that it's more than $5. That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
problem with
no,
the
but in the early 90s, in the early 90s,
I mean,
in the early 90s, I think you could get a rock for $5. And I think that's the whole point. That's the whole point behind the $5 blowjob.
So it's like, I will give you a blowjob for a crack rock.
Yeah.
So
whatever
I feel
that, whatever the crack rock sum
I feel
is.
Like...
I feel
it just
like,
doesn't seem like it's a good deal for anyone, though.
My first big problem with the $5
is.
Blowjob story today
right.
is that I feel like it's, one, it's dated because of the amount of money we're talking about.
Right.
Because
yeah,
I don't
inflation.
Think $5 gets you shit.
Yeah.
All right. And two, I just
get
like
any kind of quantity of pot for $5.
You can get a nickel, like that's by definition.
I guess, but that's like what.
But no one sells you that. I mean, like that's.
But I'm saying, but
you
like
get that off your friend, right?
A dealer won't sell you
no,
a nickel.
No,
like your buddy might. So our guest today.
Hi.
So in conclusion, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I would mark out. For if a really sort of like degraded looking prostitute.
What if she was incredibly
man or woman?
Right.
Would offer to suck my dick for $5 because then I'd be like, holy shit, it does exist. It'd be like,
you're
you know, like it's
happening.
Like it's like the M&Ms seeing Santa and Santa seeing the M&Ms.
I mean, I've seen.
It's like he does exist. This happens. This is a real.
It
thing.
It hasn't happened to me, but I saw my friend propositioned by a toothless whore for a $5 blowjob. He refused.
Will you
didn't,
attest,
he didn't say
you attest to the fact that she with
I was standing right
was
there.
$5.
I was standing right there, and she said,
$5.
I'll suck your dick for $5.
$5 was the amount
he
of
said,
money
what a bargain.
Negotiated. That was on the table, $5.
Yes.
All right. I'll
and
take
he
your
said
word
no.
For it.
He said, I don't want this.
I'll take
and
your
I think he made the right decision.
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel like he definitely made the right decision.
Yeah.
Our guest today is none other than Kyle Allett.
Hello.
Oh, he's the guest?
I am.
Kyle Allett. Who, what my understanding is that he figured out that Patterson has now been on more than he has.
That's what I figured out. So I'm
like
I can't have this.
Yeah, but how many of his episodes are canon?
He's only got two canon episodes.
This is the second. This being the second.
And then, yeah, I did two Fringe
and then you did
ones.
Two Fringe episodes.
One that's the lost episode.
No, then you did three Fringe ones.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
There's an entire lost episode where Kyle, despite... I was like, oh, I don't need to explain the microphones to Kyle. He's been on the show.
I told you already. I looked down at the device I've got here, and I noticed the red record light was on.
I briefed him this time.
So,
yeah.
You know, everything was fine.
It's fucking foolish.
Yeah.
Either way, so this is... welcome back to the show for the fourth time.
Hello.
Second canonical episode.
It's good to be back.
KLJ Allen.
Yep.
And I have a thing that has nothing to do with Kyle that I want to talk about.
Okay.
And I don't even
$5 blowjobs?
I guess it's slightly related to blowjobs. So a girl came out of her house today and she was wearing like yoga pants or whatever, like workout gear.
Nice.
Right? And then... and, like, some dudes were just standing there, and one of them, like, catcalled, and another one whistled. And, like...
At her?
This happens?
Yes.
See, and this is how I feel when people talk about $5
blowjobs.
No, you're
right. Okay, it's true, yeah. Okay.
Like, this happens, and I've witnessed it, admittedly, incredibly rarely. Yeah. But I've witnessed it a couple times. Like, cars drive by, and, like, a guy, like... hangs his head. You see it on like Crescent, whatever.
Yeah.
Drunk guy will hang his head out the window. And be like,
yeah, like.
Oh, that's
you
true.
Know.
No, I have seen it on Sailor on many
yeah,
times.
Yeah, yeah, midnight. Yeah. Like, yeah. But like you know, like at nighttime and like on the weekend.
This was just
shit.
A group of guys who were like hanging
middle
out,
of the day,
like, hanging out on their porch. Whatever.
Right.
They might have been drinking.
Let's say they were.
Weren't even construction workers.
No, they were not construction workers.
Did they have hard hats?
It was not quite as stereotypical, but it was. But
construction workers actually do that. That's actually a thing.
They have to.
Yeah.
It's part of the union rules.
The union rule, yeah.
The thought that crossed my mind, though, as is always a thought that crossed my mind, is I'm like, has this ever worked ever? Like, is there.
Now, what's your definition of work here?
Like, has a guy ever.
Pulled.
Has a guy ever hooked up with a woman that he just fucking yelled at across the street? That, like, hey, baby. And some girl's like.
Well,
my afternoon plans
I don't
have
think,
changed.
Yeah.
I'm dressed for the
know,
gym, but apparently I'm going to get
I mean,
fucked.
Someone just gave me a positive compliment.
I think you're assuming that's what they're going for.
What's the point of
it? Yeah, what is it? Wait, here, what's the end game?
Either they're trying to sleep with her or they're just trying to harass her. Like,
I think it's really I really think it's more for the harassment. I think they're like they're that's the extent
so
of their
like, like,
dickishness. I don't think it's even a harassment issue. I think there's just a thrill in so forwardly and verbally expressing your attraction for someone like a complete stranger in that way. I think like you'd have to be like out of your fucking mind to think that's going to end up with you getting laid.
But I want to find out.
And I think it's like I think there's like it's half like exuding your power over that person.
Right.
And half just being like I'm just going to tell that girl she's got a hot ass and I don't give a shit about it.
I mean it's got to work for somebody.
Yeah,
right?
But that's the thing is I'm like, I have like a problem with it one way or the other. I think the guys are being douchebags, but I'm like, if they're just being a douchebag to be douchebags, I think it's worse than if they're being a douchebag to think like, this is my play, like this is one day
this is my game.
One day this is gonna work out, and I'm gonna meet the mother.
Law
of,
of averages says
no. it's douchiness for douchiness' sake. That's it.
I still want to know if anyone's ever like if a girl's ever stopped and been like a non-prostitute because I'm sure some fucking
has to have happened once.
You're saying it's happened once?
Has to have happened
has
at
to,
least
you,
once.
No, I agree with that. It's definitely some.
Had,
it's worked sometime.
If I had like limitless resources, I think I would make a documentary about it.
The girl from Provigo, maybe would have worked with.
Oh, that Provigo girl, I remember her. Who's the Provigo girl? What is this?
There's a girl.
You tell the Provigo girl story.
I don't know. That's kind of. See, I'm saying this now, but I feel like if I explain it, it's just going to be kind of sad and mean.
It might be.
It's warranted. Anyway, the working title that I just came up with the movie is called Hootin' and a Hollerin'.
Yep.
That's your working title?
Yeah.
It's something.
For what? The working title for what?
The working title for my documentary about
that
guys
that,
fucking
that is about
hootin' and a hollerin'
yeah.
at women trying to get them to sleep with them. When and it's the quest of trying.
I just
to get,
don't know if the, here. I don't think you can get a full 90 minutes out of this.
I think you can.
Really?
I think there's a lot of you could follow along like various catcallers
yeah.
and go about their days.
But like
and
what?
See
like
what
celebrity catcallers? Like who
no,
are you
no,
gonna
no,
get?
No,
like,
what
just
celebrities?
I tried once.
Really?
I tried once. I was drunk.
Once.
I was like it was F1 weekend on St. Lawrence Street.
What'd
my,
you go with? Did you go with Hey Baby?
You want to know what I went with?
You get.
It's really good.
Really do.
It's real smooth.
Let's hear it.
I went, hey, nice ass.
That's classic.
Hey,
that's what that is.
Nice ass.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She might not know that. It's hard to tell. You can tell if you got nice tits because they're right in front of you. But
hey,
an ass.
It's a confidence booster.
I don't even know what my ass looks like. I don't look at it very often.
The reason why
she laughed.
Yep.
I feel like you could make 90 is a bit much. I feel like you maybe get an hour if you got into other elements of these people's lives, like to find out if they're just idiot douchebags everywhere,
or if this is like their vocation, if it's their general calling.
But I want to see this guy at work. Does he work?
This is his job.
Possibly, I imagine him being a convenience store clerk.
Right. Right.
And being like, I like to work at the convenience store because that means the women, you see, come to me.
Yep.
So then I get to harass them when they buy things. Yep. And then you get to watch them do that. I feel there's some content.
Yeah.
Maybe 60 minutes.
I bet they're the kind of guys that would be up for a $5 blowjob.
I bet you they're the kind of guys who would be interested to be on film. To talk about this.
Fuck yeah, I'll talk about this.
Yeah, I'll talk about this. You want to hear about me?
I'll talk about this and your sweet ass. Yeah. It's like, oh, wow, you went for it, eh?
What if they start? What if they start hitting on you during the?
That's what I'm talking about.
Or
bonus footage.
Or lets the audience that is going to ultimately watch this movie.
I can imagine them too. If they're real fucking shitty dudes.
Get really fucking meta there. Yeah.
They'll be like, by the way, if there's any ladies in the fucking theater right now, who are looking tight, here's my number, and you're like, what the fuck?
He's reaching through time.
Yeah, exactly.
To try and pull.
Like that guy in the picture that you posted on Vice, Walter. That you posted a person's phone number on the internet.
Okay, here's the thing about that guy. Dude, guy was standing there on Bourbon Street.
With a sign saying, text me, in his full phone number.
With his full phone number.
All right, that's fair. Yeah.
He looked at me as I was taking a picture of him and posed.
Yep.
And I'm like, what happens if you phone the number?
Like, I'm going to put this on the internet.
And it said, text me.
Yes.
Text this number. I'm like, what happens?
And how have you not done this yet?
Because it's gonna fucking cost me or something.
Text message to North America.
I think mine are just free in Canada or some shit. I don't know.
No, I feel like it's text messages.
You do it then.
I think you should.
I'll take care of this.
I think this man should definitely.
He's demanding.
I can't tell if this first number is a 3 or an 8, so I might need to.
Well, just
do
fucking both. Shit. Yeah. Well, then now I'm definitely not doing it.
Over 160 characters. Now double text.
I have all the characters.
But I asked him. I said, "What's gonna happen? Am I gonna what's
gonna get a response back? Imagine.
And he's like, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. He's like, I just want the texts.
He's just a lonely, lonely man.
He's a text collector.
Yeah.
He's the text
collector. Well, in this, I mean, now we're in a text-heavy world.
Right? I don't know, man. I've been getting these fucking numbers.
No longer
let me ask you guys.
More coins. Now people are collecting.
Let me ask you guys this. I got to ask you guys if you've been getting this. And I Googled it, and I couldn't really find a good answer. Have either of you gotten these weird spam phone? Not even a cruise.
Oh, yeah?
Just this number phoning you, and then you answer, and it's nothing.
Okay, you got to give me more information.
That's like the shittiest.
1-8. It's like a 800.
Well, what are they sending you?
Nothing, dude. I'm telling you.
What do you mean they're sending you nothing? They have to send something.
No.
Do you want to know something fucked up?
I answer the phone.
Yes.
Nothing.
Do you want to know something fucked up?
And then if you phone it back, it's like, oh, yeah. If you phone back, you get a message saying all our agents are busy.
This is the what's it? It's the friggin' cruise thing. What happens there is that sometimes the machine ain't doing what it's supposed to be doing, so you don't get the record. It usually gets silence instead of the actual message.
It's like a low budget.
But it's the same bullshit. It's just like a fucking farm of like.
There's another possibility that it's just a survey, and there's
855-412-1134.
If any of our listeners would like to text that number and find out,
call that number.
I was give a message to Walt.
I was on vacation and I wasn't taking calls and shit because I was in the States.
Yeah,
and I got this fucking number phone me every goddamn day.
Yeah,
crazy.
Maybe you have maybe this is the tech savvy version of the catcalling guys. Right, that they're doing now. They're just throwing it out there. And then instead of "Hey, hot stuff," they text Walter.
They don't even want to have a conversation.
No, they just want to text.
They just want to text. Yeah,
yeah.
It's not it. Yeah.
What was the thing that they fucking talked about? There's this thing where it's just like you send the same message, like a slightly lewd text message to every girl you think you might be able to hook up with in your address book.
And then law
of averages is you are going to have sex then.
Yeah,
you want to hear it.
And then you just weed them out over the course of the next little bit based on their replies and if they're not busy and whatever like that. And they're like, you could, if you have enough
if you're an asshole,
if you have
enough
single friends,
yeah,
You can get laid every night with this message.
Well, because someone wants to get laid.
And even if it's the same girl as the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
She thinks that you're like, are you busy tonight? Yeah. Oh, he's texting me again.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the best / worst / most awkward kind of pickup line I've ever used?
I mean, if we say no, are you just going to say it anyways?
Yes.
Or, okay, go well then.
Absolutely.
Are we going to all share?
Sure, why not? Let's do that.
All
right. I mean, I don't want to brag. I'm pretty good with the chicks.
I'm pretty good with the ladies.
I'm pretty good with the girls. I don't need to. Like,
I do all
I don't,
right.
I do all right with the ladies. This wasn't like a lady that I had just met at a bar. This is a friend of mine.
Okay.
A girl I knew.
Right.
And like and she like, every time
I save my best material for her.
I only ever see her once in a while. I only ever see her once in a while now. She travels a bunch and then every time I see her, she brings this up. She brings this up that I said this to her once. I said, I'll leave her name out of it. I said, hey. I was pretty drunk. I said, hey. So you are you sexually active these days? Would you like to be?
That was your
go-to
move.
Would you like to be?
And how successful was that?
Laughter again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not
was that, that was that were you going for or are you going for sexual activity?
I think it was just this thing that Keith was saying. I think I was in the construction worker mindset, the catcaller mindset, where I'm like, 99% chance that this is gonna like just gonna be shitty or like kind of like or it's gonna be kind of funny.
I'll take it.
But yeah, you know, you roll the dice.
If it rolls up,
roll the dice.
Not mine, but I remember a kid named Jeremy in college who would routinely use in exchange for sex, I'm willing to offer you sex. And apparently
that's a good deal.
And apparently like it panned out every now and then.
Yeah.
Like, if he was like chatting up a girl and he's like, you know, in exchange for sex, I'm willing to offer you sex.
I mean, here, what you're
that's not bad.
You're putting things out on
like
first.
I like that one. That's a
you're
good
saying
one.
You're saying like these are the terms and conditions that apply, right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Basically what's happening.
We could be having sex. That
you should say that to girls in the library.
Just we could be having
just
sex.
Walk up to girls in the library.
I mean, a lot of people want to be having sex that they're not having at that moment.
Yeah.
So I mean,
you went
like,
to Old
it
Dawson?
Makes sense.
I never went
to Crazy Old Dawson.
You but you were at the downtown campus, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The regular campus.
Yeah,
what are you saying?
I never went to the crazy.
No?
The only thing a person I think we know that was ever been to Selby is Scott.
Did you ever go?
Yeah, he was at the what's it? The friggin'
Selby campus.
He worked at the radio station at the
Crazy. Yeah, and there's
campus.
The radio station out of Selby.
I think when I started there, they were just shutting all that down.
Yeah.
Did you ever go thong watching in the library?
What? You're gonna have to explain to me what thong washing is.
I understand exactly what it is, and I felt like I had better things to do, like drugs.
Not like I'm going to make the this trip. This is what I'm going to go do now. But you're in the library and you're like looking for books and shit.
Because there's all the people sitting in the chairs.
Not even in the chairs. It's the looking for the books on the bottom.
Yeah, there's a lot of thongs. A
lot of thongs. First of all, a lot of thongs in CJ. I'd say more.
Yeah.
I heard thong washing. Like, why?
Good place to wash your thong. The back
you head,
are
you head
really
into
clean.
The back, buy the photocopier,
right.
And wash your thong.
There's
got to
be more thongs
it goes
in
right up
than,
your ass,
than in university
so.
Or high school. I think CJ's got to be like the highest concentration of thongs, especially Dawson.
I date small women. And I am almost unfamiliar with underwear that are not thongs. Underwear that are not thongs are period underwear.
I think certainly you have. I mean, when you first start dating a woman, it's almost exclusively the thong.
Right.
After they become more familiar with you,
but
then
there's like I said, Sarah and I have been together 6 years, and there's thongs and period underwear.
Right.
And that's.
Do they go in different drawers? Like
no, they're in the same drawers. They're side by side. But
right.
And then there's And now that I'm talking about my girlfriend's underwear, it's fine.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Okay, good.
She also she
listen to this one.
Yeah,
I'll see to it.
You'll see to it. She wear she like the booty short underwear,
right?
And those are literally because I like them.
Okay,
like I feel if Sarah was just left to her own devices, she would have only thongs and period underwear.
Right,
but like the booty short, like the square ones.
Is that how you buy them in the stores? Like, are they just on different racks? Thongs, booty
thongs, period underwear. For when
I'd
you
I'd like
hate
to see
yourself.
Your finest selection of period underwears, please.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. I guess I have a very different view of the world. I'm like, girls only wear thongs. And at some point, I'm going to be really disappointed.
So
but I, maybe not, because Sarah really likes thongs.
So we walk by the construction site, and the construction worker yells out, "Hey, honey, what you wearing? A thong or your period undies?"
That's my go-to.
Yeah?
That's how I that when we talk about terrible pickup lines, that's my terrible pickup line, being like, "Are you wearing a thong or period underwear?" And if she says thong, I know she's because
I'm
to
interested
fuck.
Either way.
Yeah, I'll take either.
Yeah, it works.
The pickup line that I've used, it's a terrible fucking line, and I've used it more than once and been like shockingly successful, like ridiculous. And I mean, admittedly, the vast majority of this use was at like raves and stuff, where it's like fucking playing a game on easy mode when it comes to picking up girls, because we're all on drugs that make ourselves feel amazing.
Like, why are you even using lines at that point? Is beyond me. But.
Anyway, so I think
you should use the trade sex for sex there.
Trade that's sex for sex. That's also great. Yeah. But like this played up on the fact that I have terrible ADD, and like even if I keeping a conversation going with a girl was difficult, and even if I thought a girl was hot, yeah. I might like fucking lose track of her and fucking talk to my friends or whatever. And the line is, and I shit you not, was just being like, if I noticed how hot you were earlier in the night, we would probably be kissing right now. So we can skip ahead to that.
That's pretty uh-huh. vanilla.
It's no, but it worked, and you're making out with the girl instantly, and they're like, ooh, they're super fucking. That's a terrible line.
I don't think it's so much
raunchy, but it's a very bad line.
I don't think it's so much the line as it is all the drugs and the situation you're in, I think, is probably the more effect. I mean, one assumes that, like, you'd say somewhat, you pay attention to somebody, and then you'll probably end up making out with it if you're at a
yeah, but like, but that, but that's basically cutting aside the, like, the small talk.
We're cutting out the middleman here.
Yeah, exactly. It's just being like, if I had noticed how hot you were earlier, we'd be making out by now, because we would have probably had a great conversation.
Yeah.
And then we'd be making out.
It seems this is very similar as the trading sex for sex.
It is very similar. But and like I said, but it worked so fucking often.
Well,
I've like, and I remember the last time I did it in recent memory was during the transition period between the last serious ex I had, and saw a couple girls, and then there was Sarah, and I was just like, I haven't done this in years. And it like worked. I went to the bar to settle up, and then came back with a girl, and then I like, got into the cab with the girl and went home with the girl. And I remember my friends at the table were like, what the fuck was that? I was just like, he just went to settle up and then took a girl home, and I felt very, very bad.
Was she crazy?
No, she was out of town though, so I was like, this is a fucking... She was an out-of-town girl.
She's crazy?
No. It was a completely, I'm out of town, I'm in Montreal to fucking party.
Yep.
This guy is hot. He seems fucking funny and charming.
Is that what she said? Is that what you imagined she was saying?
This is her inner monologue.
This guy's hot.
That he divined.
No. She actually definitely said this guy's hot, because I heard her say it to her friends.
Ooh. Weird if she said this guy's hot to you.
Yeah. This guy's hot. Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to? You're talking to me like I'm not here. I'm here, actually.
I'm right here.
Cigar, I'm not talking about you.
I intend to go home and...
Oh, shit. He heard me.
Oh. I'm like, oh, shit. Fail. Fucking fail. Fail so fast.
What do I do in this situation?
Yeah, exactly. It had been a really long time since I had a one-night stand, and I felt like the fucking dirtiest and the worst, and I felt kind of disgusted, and I wanted her to just get out of my house the next morning. It was very bad.
So you threw $5 at her.
Close. Hey, I just throw some money and just fucking bail on it. But I was like...
some cats there. Get out of my house.
And like she was...
Yeah, you kind of went Dean Ambrose in that story.
Yeah, she was nice, and she was pretty, but I was like... realized based on that line, there was very little getting to know the person, and so then it was kind of just waking up next to a stranger,
right?
And I was like,
you're like maybe we shouldn't have skipped the conversation. Like I said,
I was like,
maybe this whole setup is just a mistake.
I was like, in my head, you left in the middle of the night, like thanks. To go back to your friends or something. Like I was very clear that I worked.
Like, just turn over, like, why are you here?
I may have.
You became remorseful that your own line worked.
Yeah, I was. I just might, and it.
Just look over and like, what have you done?
That's it.
Don't you feel horrible?
No, but like, I didn't feel horrible. I was just like,
No, you tell her though. Like,
yeah, exactly. Look what you did.
You should feel ashamed.
You went home with a stranger.
It was 8:30 at night, for Christ's sake.
Because he was like slightly charming. That's what got you. Like a kind of quirky line, and you were just like done. And I think, and this is the worst part, I think I may have lied about having to work. Like, I think, and I had to, like, fuck it. She's like, I'll take the metro with you or whatever. And so, like, she was going back to, like, her
friend.
Where's
she from?
I want to say Detroit.
Did you get tested, or?
Is she a testy?
Did you get tested?
Oh, no, I was just safe about it.
Can't be too safe with a girl from Detroit, is all I'm saying.
I heard, was she a testy? And I was like...
Yeah, also.
What? You know, when people who do drug tests for money, you're like... Anyway, I think I might have had to, like... And then once she got off the metro, just, like, fucking turned around and came home. Like, right. I can't remember. I remember doing that once in my life, and I can't remember if that was the time.
It all just kind of blends together now.
It's a little bit. And yep. then I turned over a leaf and was like, you know what? I was like, this is not the sex I want to be having. Like, yep. I was like, that's shitty sex. Like...
I mean, I think you kind of walked into that, though. This is like, I think it was pretty much a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
That if you're saying, like, fuck all this talking and getting to know each other
yeah,
shit,
yeah, yeah.
let's just but
like,
skip right ahead
like, the thing
to
is
sex.
That in my head...
Then you're having sex with a stranger.
Yeah, yeah, and that... Like, it didn't bother me so much as just,
right.
like...
Until you woke up.
Until I woke up. Because, like, the whole thing was, I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, if this works, I'm going to go home and fool around.
I'm
going to
do this every night.
No, but it was just like, I'm like, fuck it, beats masturbation.
Yeah.
I was like, this was like almost the same amount of effort. I was literally like,
yeah.
I'm going to go home and masturbate.
Right, right.
I'll chat up this girl. Now this girl's going to go home, and that's going
to yeah,
take
yeah.
care of
and
it.
And I won't have to masturbate then.
And I won't have to masturbate.
Yeah.
But
then she woke up in the middle of the night and you were masturbating next day.
What's happening? What did we just do? I just really wanted to masturbate. You kind of came in between me and my plan.
Listen, I had this plan already. You kind of fucked up those plans. I mean, you can stay and watch if you want.
Yeah.
But like,
anyway, yeah. But then it was just like the whole entire thing of just like, oh, I was like, oh, I was like, I'm a piece of shit for like not
a variety of reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but then I was like, I quickly, like...
Actually, no, wait. You're the piece of shit.
Yeah,
get out of my house.
Like, I quickly absolved myself of any blame.
Well, that's very good. That's,
because...
You're very good to do that.
Yeah. No, because...
No, wait, hold on. Those who don't feel guilt are wanting to have a good time.
Thanks, True Detective.
You're welcome.
Yo, okay, in my head, I was like, I was not seeing anybody. She was not, like, fucking crazy inebriated.
Right.
She was, like, tipsy and whatever. And,
yeah.
like, so was I. And I was like, how the fuck can I feel guilty about this situation? It's like,
how?
In no way did I, like, twist her arm. In no way was I, like, I didn't fucking mislead her.
Right.
I was literally like, go back to my place and fool around. She
yeah.
said, okay. But then I was like, ah, oh, that says all sorts of terrible things about her as a person.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't really get mad at her because I'm just as guilty.
You just show up and be like, how dare you come home with me?
Yeah, exactly. Like as the cab pulls away, I'm like, you're a piece of shit. You're a disgusting piece of shit, and you fucking should be ashamed of yourself. I'm gonna pull the cab over. You can go back and talk to your friends. You can tell them about this.
Yeah.
You can be like, this stranger taught me a life lesson. And it was, do not ever do this, and fucking have some self-respect. Get the fuck out.
She's, what we don't know is that she's now doing her own podcast relating this story to her friends with similar, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of
that guy was a piece of shit.
No. She's saying that she was a piece of shit.
Exactly.
That's all. Good times.
Kyle,
good times.
Your worst line. Go.
I don't. I've never really used lines because I'm
it's
just
a good
not,
theme episode. I like
I'm just
it.
Not successful.
Yeah.
But I think the probably something related to that, the closest thing that I can think of is that myself and Jason McCullough, we used to be big Jack. Well, I still am a big Jackass fan, but we were hanging out a lot then, and we got into
Jimmy's still a bit of a
Jimmy.
Yeah, he's still a bit of a Jackass.
Oh yeah. No. So
he literally just. Sidebar, Jimmy.
Yes.
Here's the thing that he'll do.
How about like one, just like a couple lines of context for the listeners.
Jason McCullough is a actor in Montreal. Also
diabetic.
Actor slash diabetic. He's a
diabetic twofer.
He's
got that on his.
He's a twofer,
experience.
And he's gonna be cool with being name dropped like this on the Opus.
Oh yeah. He was one of the Dancing Cock Brothers.
Yeah.
And like whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, we go back.
Yes.
We go. Jimmy and I. Actually, the very first
Jimmy was gonna be on the show with Shane Grinn at one point, for some reason. Him and Shane Grinn were doing something for Just for Laughs.
Acme Burlesque, perhaps?
Perhaps. Yeah. Jimmy's going to be on the podcast, and then I'm going to talk about this when he's on the podcast. He literally will call his... I guess it's his... He's an acting father. It's not his biological kid, but he's the kid's dad at this point for Declan. And
I thought you meant every once in a while he acts like a father.
No. He's the kid's acting father. We'll call the kid over to fart. Being like, hey, come over here for a second.
That's kind of great.
Yeah.
You like that? And the kid's like, ah! And then like runs away, and Jimmy's like, ha ha.
Yeah.
So it's like that kind of like college jackassery has just spread out into parenthood for Jimmy.
Yeah. Just, no, you're right. It was a mistake to call him a former jackass fan. He still is. Yeah.
How old is this guy?
He's our age. Yeah.
Well, you're
whatever.
Age.
We're all different ages. That's right.
Yeah. I was like, you're older than me, and I'm older than Walter.
That's true.
I'm 15.
He's Keith's age.
He's a year too old than me. Also.
All right, fine. Then he's between your age and my
39?
Age.
39.
He's 47.
He's 47. Okay.
34.
Kyle let's is say. 72.
Yes. So we'd gotten into a habit of slapping the shit out of each other. Like we would just we did this for years. We would just slap each other as hard.
Really,
as
Walter,
we
you can't fucking pay attention to the story. You need to play with a box that says fart.
Is that a game?
Fart
it
box.
Is a game. It is.
It's about farting.
Yes.
All right. Well, Jimmy would love that then.
Probably.
That's what I'm saying. It was,
you get bonus points if you actually fart while you're playing the game. So
nice.
Then that
well,
would
then Jimmy's got a distinctive advantage over the rest of us.
Because Jimmy's the worst with
is he very gassy?
So, yeah, we got. And it had to slow down because we were actually getting to a point where we were really hurting each other. And, like, we were genuinely afraid.
What kind of shit were you guys doing?
Like, slapping the shit out of each other. Like, slapping
just, like,
each
run
other
up and
as hard as.
The face?
Yes. Like, full on, like, putting all of our weight behind it, like, because it just it started out as like little light taps,
yeah, I
but
bet
then
it, did,
it just
yeah.
escalated. And what we got to the point where we were like, this could potentially be dangerous. Like, we could actually imagine like neck injuries,
yeah,
from
yeah.
doing this. So we didn't put it wasn't a complete moratorium on it. It was just we could only do it if it was totally awesome. So
it was super funny.
If it was like, so I remember I think the last time I did it to him. Was we were on stage together performing a play. It was an adaptation of Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay.
And I was playing Demetrius.
You know, the kind of classy thing that would require men hitting each other as
absolutely.
Hard as they can in the face.
Well, it was we were. I was playing Demetrius, and he was playing Lysander, and we were about to enter a fight. And what because it was an adaptation,
right?
We were like the way it was supposed to happen was is that he was going to give me a shove, I was going to give him a shove, and then there was going to be that sort of like you know hand slappy like
right.
hand slapping other hands like little
like Sideshow Bob and his brother.
Yeah, that's what sort of thing.
Sideshow Bob and Cecil.
And then he sort of chases me off stage.
Yeah.
And the cue to start this is he says, what are you going to do? And pulls his arms out like this.
Yeah.
And so I decided,
pow.
Just on the spot, in front of like a you know an audience of like 200 people or whatever like that. That
were
I
they
that,
school children?
No, this was actually at the public performance that we did
at the
Dome.
Okay, so it wasn't part of the school children.
This is the actual performance.
Yeah,
though,
yeah. Like, performance, and so I just hit him as hard as I possibly could and then just walked off stage. And he was dumbfounded. He was shocked and whatever.
Just like
so,
open hand straight up to the
open
side.
Open hand just straight across the face there. And when he came off stage, he gave me a hug. He's like, yeah, you got me. So he waited like 2 years to get me. And I was at Grumpy's.
Was that the same show where Clinton like changed lines so that he could scream "This I command" in the middle of it?
It might have been.
Because Clinton Lee Pontes, another actor who was made at least somewhat famous in Montreal fringe scene for being fucking
Serpentor
from G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
If you remember Serpentor from G.I. Joe, he would just yell, "This I command!"
He'd just scream
all the time.
Yeah.
And then so Clinton, in the role, just screamed it even more than the character did in the show, just constantly being like, have a seat, this I command, and like whatever.
He commanded everything.
And then he was playing, what's the fucking, the big king, Oberon?
Let's say, yes.
In Midsummer's Night Dream, Oberon.
I don't remember, but
you're like, Lysander, blah, blah, blah. I think it's Oberon.
That sounds right.
Anyway, he actually rewrote, like, Shakespearean dialogue. So that, like, something ended with an and.
Yeah, so that
so then, he could, like...
Keep the iambic pentameter.
Keep the pentameter and yell, this I command, at the end of it.
You know what? I don't remember, but let's say yes, because that sounds like exactly the sort of thing he
would do. Exactly. And I remember, because... And it's, like, the end of a scene, too, because it's, like, after, like, he sends Puck off to do his thing or whatever, and it's, like, Oberon has a little mini fucking monologue, and then it's the end of the scene. So it was just him, like, throwing his arms up and being like, this I command, and, like, everybody cheered in the audience.
Yeah,
that was the public show. That's
good.
It's
good time.
So how do you get the
so 2 years
so
later?
2 years later, I'm hanging out at Grumpy's, and there's a bunch of people doing. I'd left doing the Shakespeare a couple years ago, but Jay was still doing it, and it was a party for a bunch of the other actors that were there. And Jay spent an hour and a half convincing this girl Amanda, who I'd never met before in my life, to walk up to me, introduce herself, and then for her to hit me as hard as she possibly could. And she eventually it worked. She came over to introduce herself, smacked me in the face, and I immediately turned to Jam like, yeah, that's a good one.
Isn't there a risk that if you don't know that's coming, you could have just like wound up and decked her?
I mean, I'm not that
like,
sort
reflexively?
Of... reflexively? That's it's not my go-to move.
He says
so
it's not as...
It's just...
Hit him, Walter. Hit him.
So you're saying right now. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Me and that girl ended up hooking up later on. So that was...
So your best play
then you waited for her to fall asleep, and then you punched her
so
right in the mouth.
My best play...
Payback's a bitch!
My best play is to wait for women to slap the shit out of me and then have sex with them. So,
yeah. It's not terrible. I mean, it's like if you can pull that off,
if you can work that,
it's a bit of a Hail Mary.
Yeah, but so let's face it, so is the catcalling away,
right.
You know, like that, just waiting for somebody to come along. There, I mean, like it's no less of a Hail Mary than that is. So,
I used to try to go to Foof's and just like dance my way into making out with a chick, but it was like Foof's, so it wasn't really dancing. It was like
almost
it was,
jumping,
pitting, you know, like
did that ever work?
Well, I got blackout drunk once. I got like, really fucked up, and then,
I think I had. I don't really remember.
But then I
emerged, I just woke up with a stranger. I'm like, get out of my house, you ugly whore.
You ever have those blackouts?
You disgust me.
Like where you're like where you kind of come in and out of them.
I don't think I've ever blacked out from drinking.
I black out constantly.
I've only had a single blackout.
But yeah, all the time. But
Walter, doubly scary since Walter's
just
really cut back on the booze, and the blackouts
still
happen.
It's weird.
He doesn't remember some podcast.
So is that full of people? And I remember just coming out of a blackout
right.
suddenly. But yeah. I'm like, but like making out with like this chick, but like
you. Wake up and you're making out with some chick.
Yes.
Holy shit.
But it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
No.
It was the
$5 whore. It was the yeah.
And I seem to remember that there was friends or people
so
I
Walter,
knew people
here,
I knew or that were around me that were
picking
like
picking up at Foof's was crazy.
There's the very real possibility that you've met the $5 whore and
maybe
then you just blacked out.
Maybe she propositioned you and maybe you were like, hey, you,
maybe you're that guy.
Someone loaned me $5.
Oh my god, this is like a Shyamalan twist at the end here. It's like yeah. Walter, you did this. Did happen?
This is like a Sixth Sense like moment, like
fucking
at the end, like
double twist.
All...
Walter once sucked a dick for $5.
Holy shit. Well, you are that.
You
$5.
Were the $5 whore. You
God
were like,
damn it.
You were like, it's two
like,
for one
oh,
night.
Well,
I can get...
I've been wanting to meet this woman the whole life, and she's there in the mirror.
It's just Walter in a dress,
and it's
still
like,
the full beard.
It's like the end of Fight Club, and it's like all coming together.
And then they stutter and broom, yeah. Like become the same person. You're like,
it's like you are Tyler Durden.
We're like, a pitcher's $10, and I need $5. That was $5 pitcher night. That was the motivation.
That would be the reason
we were there
why.
There on Tuesday, it was $5 pitcher night.
I think it was there on ladies.
Otherwise, you
I
charge
think,
more.
I think it was ladies night, possibly.
I think that's it. I think the only reason you charge $5 is because you know there's something you want that costs $5.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The $5 is not, it's not about the money. It's not
no.
like you're like putting that $5.
It's,
like
it's about the crack
rock.
Heading
to the bank
that
and you're like, deposit, please.
Yeah.
And like, put that $5 in the bank.
You know? So imagine that, just like really financially savvy like hookers that yeah. like you know. I guess there's a couple of the high
like,
price hookers.
I like the idea of someone doing like a blowjob for $5 and then like having the $5 bill and like going to the bank and like laying it on the counter
yeah.
and being like, put this in the account.
Yeah.
And then like, but like each time she gets the $5, yeah. being like, gonna make this
very happy, smiling.
Which account?
Yeah.
The account.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think
Teller
you know.
Is like, I have no idea.
I believe you know which one.
$5.
Mrs. Rushingham, of course. Yeah. You're a regular here.
So why are you on the show?
Why am
Kyle?
I on the show?
Why are you on
now
the
that,
show?
Now I mean, that we're getting to the point where we cut you off and introduce five questions.
Can we just
new,
do that anyway?
We have new five questions, but I figured we'll give you a few minutes.
Later. I mean, ostensibly, it's to plug the
you
show.
You have a show opening tonight. In even
That's
though,
true. If you're listening to this, you've been wasting the last half hour listening to this because you should be at the show right
go
now.
Go to the show.
So it kind of makes the whole interview
the
pointless.
Show up in the morning.
But, right. Well, anyways.
Presumably you're listening to this on the bus on the way home on May 1st.
There you go. So what you should do is you should turn around and go into Mainline Theater because I'm going to be doing a remount of the Noble Shit History of Canada as a fundraiser and prelude to the ridiculous summer that I've set myself up for where I've just realized today I'm doing five goddamn fringes. I'm doing five that's too many.
I hear the Fringe Festival really likes it when you call them the goddamn Fringe Festival.
I know. It's just like I've done.
That's what the theme is this year.
I remember.
Goddamn Fringe Festival.
The goddamn. If it was that, that'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be so sweet. Cool.
Yeah. Or it's
can
just
you
like,
see the posters now? Like the banners of the goddamn Fringe Festival. The goddamn
yeah.
Fringe
Another
Festival.
Goddamn Fringe Festival.
No. No, like it's like the goddamn banner, right? It's like the Frank Miller's goddamn Fringe Festival.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, oh, fuck, I'd go to see that for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I also just sort of like it's summertime, so it's another goddamn Fringe Festival.
Yeah. Why not?
And again, everybody's just sort of like got a goddamn Fringe show coming up.
There is that kind of thing because you're like I'm excited about like
but
doing
there's definitely a goddamn
doing five fringes, but at the same time I'm like, holy crap, I have to do five fringes.
Right.
Like this is gonna be like a summer of like work. There's going to be a lot of things going on. Anyway, so
are you doing no bullshit at the fringes again, or are you going to do something
so
else? So
the plan is, I am doing tonight, May 1st. I am doing the no bullshit history. Well, it's playing tonight, May 2nd, May 3rd. So come on down to Mainline.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Bro, it's like April.
To.
When the show
pretending.
Comes.
Oh fuck! I'm sorry.
We're making it live.
Yeah. I don't even. Sorry. Yeah, it's May. It's May.
May first.
It's May.
It's May drop
first.
Date of this.
Happy May Day, guys.
Hopefully the weather's better than it is now.
Oh, but it is now.
But it is now.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather is.
But now is now.
Wait.
See.
Hopefully you're enjoying this beautiful day we're having.
Kids.
Yes. You heard it here first.
The no bullshit history of Canada. Doing a remount where I'm adding. It's I've extended it a little bit so
into the future.
Sorry, not to the future.
Is there bullshit now? Now is there bullshit? There should be some bullshit this time, right?
You know what? I'm sticking with there being no bullshit.
No bullshit. Oh, okay.
And
all right, fine.
It's my hook. So, yeah, I'm adding a section about Lou Riel and Benedict Arnold of all people. Arnold is. Plays a big part in Canadian history. I have to come and see the show to find out.
Oh,
how.
I thought you were going to say Lou Reed instead of Louis Riel.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty great.
That would be really interesting if that actually were the case.
If I could suggest something,
no,
you can.
Don't let him.
If you
want to
write a whole new show, I wouldn't mind seeing your take on just Quebec.
Yeah, there. I mean, there could be something
there.
I'm sure
there's Quebec. I think has one of the crazier histories of the country.
Right.
It's no Manitoba.
No Manitoba.
Being that we're recording this 2 weeks before I put it on, I'm going to put that on the back burner.
No. Actually, I just said this is an idea for a future show.
Oh, for a future show, absolutely.
Like you have the research and the methodology behind the no bullshit.
Well,
and
certainly,
you'd be like, okay, I can.
Certainly, I mean, like maybe half the show takes place in Quebec because when I say history of Canada, really, I'm starting in the 1500s, right? I'm starting when people discovered America, when the Europeans discovered America, because that's
really like
Nouvelle France is like a big piece
of
what Canada ultimately became.
And overall, historically, Quebec and Ontario write the history of the country.
They do, Quebec like, more than Ontario,
exactly.
Right? Like it's a French story for the first like 150 years, and then it becomes
right.
A bilingual story.
French.
Yeah. So there's that, and then. So I'm doing this as a fundraiser because this year at the Montreal Fringe I'm doing the No Bullshit History of Invention.
Okay.
So there's going to be that. And then
Invention.
So it's going to be a lot of like Jefferson and
there's going to be Alexander Graham Bell.
Set entirely to Frank Zappa.
There's fuck yeah. What other soundtrack would you use? Right?
Right.
The Mothers of Invention.
There you go.
Exactly. Then we're going to Toronto and I'm doing Bard Fiction,
okay.
which is pulp fiction as though it was written by William Shakespeare.
Did you ever think it might be? I'm just saying.
Yes.
Did you ever think it might be easier to do the same show at all these places?
I'm not. Well, this is that's not my. This is something I auditioned for. And so
here's another thing that I'm going
to
suggest.
I originally was going to do History of Invention in Toronto, but they didn't accept me. But this other thing got in, and I auditioned for it, and so I'm in. I'm playing Tim Roth's character. Bard Fiction. So that's gonna be fun. And then
That's not that big a role.
Except
well, there's the monologue
there's
at the end.
There's
the
front.
Yeah.
The show and I end the show and then I'm.
So wait, explain that to me again.
Pulp Fiction is written by the Bard,
as though it was written by William Shakespeare. It's fun. It's gonna be a fun show.
To have an off-fringe show in Toronto called No Holds Bard Fiction.
Yeah.
And then it's just wrestling and the Bard and Pulp Fiction.
I like that. That's good.
All of it. Just pile things on top.
Yeah.
You're like, this is a parody of the parody you're doing.
Yes.
I'm sure that would
once again, very meta. I like it.
I feel like it would go super
well. Why not
well
just do Hulk? Why not just do Hulk fiction?
Hulk fiction?
Nah, that's kind of shitty.
I like No Holds Barred fiction.
And then I'm
Bard
doing...
written like the Bard. Not like Bard, like an arm bar.
And then you got like, so we're up to like,
and
then
so
you have
two.
Like,
two.
Then you have
then,
nine
then,
fringes
and then
left.
The other three that
three,
I'm doing,
right.
I'm doing Noble City, the History of Canada for them because they haven't seen that.
And those so are where?
That's going to be PEI.
PEI's got a fringe now?
PEI's got a fringe.
Since
been,
when?
This is the third year. They've
no
been.
Shit.
PEI's got a goddamn fringe.
A goddamn fringe.
And actually, that one's really fun because
I'm PEI, it's the, and PEI's the only province where it's the gosh darn fringe.
The gosh darn fringe festival. That one is being... held in conjunction with a big celebration they're doing there for the 150th year, anniversary of the signing of the Charlottetown Conference, which
that's
is kind of like the middle part of my show already. So it's like there's that.
That's the Confederate, like that's the because yeah.
That is one of the three. There's Charlottetown Conference, the Quebec Conference, and the London Conference.
Yeah, but PEI really holds on to that. That's why they call it like the. That's why they call the bridge the Confederation Bridge.
It was
they, like,
yeah. I mean, like even though they weren't when Canada first the Dominion of Canada formed, PEI wasn't part of it, but they
let,
was
let,
the
let
first,
them have it.
I know.
Have it.
I mean,
they
have
just
right?
have like
so
they,
was, they
have Anna Green Gables,
yep.
Lobster,
and that,
potatoes,
and
Confederation.
This, and Confederation. So, yeah, so it's like yeah. So they were definitely instrumental
yeah.
in the creation of Canada. And a couple years later, we let them join the Dominion.
So
ever,
wait, so they got we got together. Right, we being Canada
yep.
got together in PEI, even though they weren't part of Canada. It was because it was neutral territory.
Well, basically, what had happened is
it was the Switzerland of Canada.
It,
yeah.
Because Canada existed in this kind of neutral area ever since 1760 when the French
I feel like
you
should
basically,
be quicker with these numbers.
Well, yeah, when the
guy of the fucking show
when
called
the,
no
when the French
history,
basically conceded that they lost the war, the English took over. And it wasn't Canada specifically, but it was eventually what Canada would become. We consider our birthday to be 1867, because that's when they signed all the documents and made the Dominion of Canada.
Right.
But realistically, it wasn't very different than what had existed just beforehand, because all the major players were still there. Like, John A. Macdonald was premier of Canada
mm-hmm.
for, like, 20 years before, like,
Canada,
the Canada actually existed.
Okay.
And then when the
so what
Dominion
the fuck
was
there
formed,
before the Dominion of Canada?
It was like a
see,
bunch of provinces.
I,
it was
yeah.
a bunch of provinces. But the thing is that when the Dominion was formed, people consider that to be our birthday. But it's like we were still heavily controlled by the English.
Yeah.
Right. Like we didn't have any control over trade. We didn't have any control over wars, over domestic, over international policies, anything like that. It was something that we consider ourselves a country now. But if you look at the spectrum, is like there was. It's happened slowly over hundreds of years that we've got more and more autonomy.
Okay.
So the point about like where does Canada begin is kind of a gray area.
Like when
yeah.
do we stop being a colony and when do we start?
And we only
being
got
exactly.
And like and Newfoundland
exactly.
was only incorporated
and
in the '60s.
The Dominion
right?
of Canada was created primarily as an idea like to help like if the
to make
Americans
it.
Decided to invade again like they did right. in 1812. You know, it's just kind of like well, if we're all one country. Then, like, it's easier to defend ourselves against these assholes that are trying to, like,
very
surprise, it's still not.
Yeah.
Still not.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
not
yeah. So,
five questions now, Wilder?
You said that really fast. Five questions!
Yes. Do you remember any of the new ones?
Number one!
Are there new questions?
Yeah.
Where is your dad right now? Number two!
Is it Point Claire? Probably just chilling with my mom.
Keep going, Wilder, keep going. Not a question, keep moving.
I think they're just watching TV, maybe watching some Prison Break or something, I don't know.
Number two,
got it on DVD,
what
so.
Is the theme of the Fringe Festival this year?
I don't...
it's the goddamn Fringe Fest.
It's the goddamn Fringe Festival,
right?
I'm not sure that these are the actual
I'm trying to see how far Wilder can go with this.
I got questions for days.
Yeah, I got questions for days, mostly about your dad.
Mostly about your dad.
By the way, did you steal this from Craig Kilborn? Like,
no.
No?
No. Craig Kilborn's questions are trivia questions.
I see.
Questions about who you are as a person. The number... happens to be the same, but
the I mean the segment is the same.
I gotta,
it's called five
I gotta,
questions.
I gotta follow. I gotta follow.
No, but I mean, what if I was like, do you want me to change it to six questions?
I here, I just, I thought it was odd from the very beginning that you were stealing from Craig Kilborn. So,
fuck Craig
just...
Kilborn.
Should I say?
He had no business on the late night circuit.
He didn't.
How come
he really
he's
didn't.
Not, why didn't he get Letterman's gig? By the way.
Because he's
Craig
terrible.
Kilborn is
he's
in
terrible.
Complete and total
no,
fucking obscurity right now. He hasn't done shit.
What are you talking about? He's like, he's really good as the, I like him as the Late Late Show host.
You're thinking of Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Craig he's, on, he's the late show. Oh, fucking Craig Kilborn. Jesus Christ. Ferguson. Sorry.
Ferguson.
I thought, this whole time, I thought we've been talking about Craig Ferguson.
Yeah, Ferguson's all
Craig
right.
Craig Kilborn is the Craig biggest Kilborn's piece of shit in the world.
Craig Kilborn's the guy who used to.
Craig Kilborn.
He used to host the Daily Show.
Yeah.
Back when it was like this, like, Entertainment Tonight
thing. And he got fired because he's such a douchebag. He was like a sports broad. He was. Oh yeah, he's a beast.
I feel that Ferguson might not want anything else. Like everything I've heard of him interview wise, like he fucking really likes the short hours that he does, and one thing I learned.
I think also it's just like when you're doing the 12:30 slot,
it's just kind of like there's no like who's watching, right?
Yeah.
I
so
can't
it's like
believe.
you don't there's no pressure.
Right? But apparently a lot of the times like he'll like even like. Say there's a stand-up on the show. Like, say, Walter, you're on the show.
Right, that's happening in a couple of months, actually.
You're going to be on Craig
Ferguson. You might not actually get laughing. To see Craig Ferguson. Craig Ferguson will record a, like, pointing towards the microphone and applauding. And
Deanne Smith got to meet Craig Ferguson.
I know, but I'm just saying, this is Craig Ferguson actually saying this. Sometimes, if he's interested in seeing the stand-up, he'll actually do it and watch their set. But sometimes, they'll be like, you're the stand-up, you actually go on last.
Yeah.
There's the entire show, including a segment where, like I said, he points and claps and like gives you a thumbs up, and then like fucking cuts to commercial, whatever, and he's like, "That was Walter J. Ling." He's never seen Walter J. Ling. You perform at the end.
I guarantee he's never seen Walter J. Ling.
He's already gone home, and then they just edit it together. You do your bit. He like waves.
It's the magic of television.
He waves to you. Anyway,
can we go back about 5 minutes where I legitimately asked why Craig Kilborn didn't get Letterman's spot? It was weird that Kilborn didn't get Letterman's spot.
I was like, oftentimes when shit like that happens, I really wish that I was like way more of a dedicated sound editor so I could like grab these little sound clips to like make things together.
I thought Kilborn wasn't in contention.
Why is Craig Kilborn didn't get Letterman's spot? Why wasn't he plucked back from obscurity and given a fucking major time spot?
Walter asked the questions that no one else has asked.
The best thing he ever did was Old School. His role in Old School is
great. Yeah, pretty much. That's the only thing he has.
Because he plays an asshole.
He plays the douchebag husband. Isn't he? I feel he's also in an Adam Sandler film as a douchebag.
Are we talking about Ferguson or Kilborn?
Kilborn. Okay. Oh, no. Kilborn was on The League recently playing a douchebag.
I don't know.
Yeah. Playing like an older version. Anyway,
the best I don't give a shit. The best thing he did was his friendship with, what's his face? The producer of The Godfather, kid stays in the picture.
Oh, him! Yeah. What's his name? That guy.
Start talking. You can you start doing the question?
Ask Siri.
I'll scream out his name.
I got it. Okay, first question. Question number one. These are new questions.
They're good. So I've already asked the other ones
twice.
Answered the yes.
You answered the other ones twice.
Yep. All right.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I think for like a short time, I wanted to be an astronaut for like, because everyone does, but I was like 8 when I decided I wanted to be an actor.
Okay.
And now I'm still trying to do that. So I don't know if that's a success or not, but it's what I've been doing for the past however.
That's not bad. You're living your dream.
In a way.
Now you're.
I'm living the nightmare.
Yeah.
Well,
you've been paid to act, which I think
actually watched an excellent, excellent film. Bob Evans, that's his name.
Didn't even look it up. I was answering a text message. Oh my god, it's Bob Evans.
Yep.
well, they're playing Candy Crush.
Bob Evans. I watched an amazing film the other day, which if you're a working actor or if you're a not working actor, you should absolutely watch this film. It's called
Captain America: Winter Soldier.
It's something along the lines of The Guy Who Was in That Thing.
Oh yeah, I started watching that.
And it's an amazing picture about character actors, about like these actors that you've seen, like Xander Berkeley, and like you've seen in hundreds of things, but you can never remember the name. You'd be like, oh, that's that guy. And they talk about all the problems they have and about going to do shitty auditions and about trying to survive being an actor. And I'm like, holy shit, this is me. Like, that's... Except they're more successful than
exactly.
me.
I was going to say.
But they're talking about the same problems that I had about, like... trying to get work and like the shittiness of going to auditions and the shittiness of the industry of acting and like how it all sucks but this is what they're doing and like it for me I it was very emotional for me because
Ricky
like
Jay's
I was like
that,
holy
I
crap
think, okay?
huh
Ricky Jay's in there
he's not because people know who Ricky Jay is so.
I thought he was in that
no he's not in that
and they all do Star Trek. Or something.
Yeah, it's like, and you as you're watching, you're like, yep, I've seen every single one of those motherfuckers on Star Trek.
Does that do this in all the Law and Order series? Is in
yeah,
Well, that's New York actors. New York actors get
no, no, that bald guy that's in a bunch of shit. You know, that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Question the second.
Right.
We have to... You really cannot think too hard about this question.
Okay.
You feel that whenever you
no,
you do that prelude, it always guarantees
it's
that the person is going to think too hard about
do
it.
Do not fucking think too hard about this question. Okay. And what? No, because watch. Next time I'm going to do it, remind me. Next time I'm not going to fucking...
Don't prelude it.
I'm not going to give an explanation.
Okay.
Who's the greatest person of all time?
Mark Hamill.
See, so. That's why you don't think.
I mean,
Mark Hamill is a perfect answer.
He was a Joker. I mean, he was Luke Skywalker, right?
Right.
So, I mean,
he did Luke it.
And then he was,
yeah, he wins. He's on Metapocalypse. So?
Luke Joke Walker.
That is called.
He is on Metapocalypse.
It's. I mean, he. Fuck. He won.
What are you saying?
Luke Joke Walker.
Not only that. Oh,
Joke
here's,
Luke Walker.
Here's the best
Joke
thing. Luke. Here's the best thing Mark Hamill did. He
Joke
negotiated
Luker.
In 1976 with George Lucas.
Some toy rights.
To say, like, listen, I know you don't want to pay me too much to do this movie. So how about this? You pay me scale, and then I get, like, 1% of, like, all the
merchandise
movie profits and like that. And George Lucas and 20th Century Fox are like, yeah, shit, why not? You can have that. And not only that, in his contract, he also gets one of every single licensed Star Wars thing ever.
Huh.
So anytime anything Star Wars comes out, they send a crate of it to this warehouse that, like, he's been in, like, four times. That's
why would he
just
want
overload
that?
Well, because he had no idea that it was going to blow up the way it did.
But didn't he lose that in a divorce or some shit a few years later?
Who knows?
I think that maybe was Ford.
But, yeah, that sounds...
Because I know that they then offered similar contracts to, like, a lot of the main stars. A lot of the main stars have teeny tiny bits of the licensing.
The point is that Mark Hamill needs never work another day in his fucking life because he's getting Star Trek. He's getting Star Wars residuals to this day.
So presumably, though, the only mistake he ever really made was riding that motorcycle.
Yeah, that was a big mistake.
Wrecked his face.
But it helped him create a voice career because he's like, I can't memorize lines anymore.
Is that
so
true?
So I'm just going to read it. Yeah, for a while, afterwards, like, he fucked up his face. Like, that's why the Wampa in the beginning of Empire Strikes Back, like, just claws the shit out of his face because they're like, we have to explain the fact that our face.
How different did he look? Because, like, I've always heard this and I don't find it looks that much different.
It looks more like he aged a lot.
Yeah.
Like, when you realize that there's only 2 or 3 years in between those pictures, it doesn't make sense.
The other thing you have to remember, you have to put yourself into the mindset of remembering when Mark Hamill...
Hey, I don't got to do shit, Kyle.
Mark Hamill was like...
a babyface pretty boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was like...
Call him babyface?
He was the DiCaprio of his time. So, and then all of a sudden he turns into an old man in Empire Strikes Back. We have to explain why our lead has turned ugly.
He looks like he ages from like 20 to 35.
Yeah, he really does.
It's
like when watching Back to the Future and then walking Back to the Future 2 and like, what happened to Marty McFly?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What is the worst fashion choice you've ever made?
I wear all black all the time.
It's kind of always been.
I feel like we've talked about
this
before.
That way I can't fuck
it's
up.
Slimming.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't really care.
Said Keith to Kyle, the fat ass.
Yeah, I just.
Kyle used to be really skinny. So when he wore black a lot, he looked even skinnier.
Yeah.
He used to be like significantly skinnier than this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I used to be like a goddamn rail, and now I'm just like I'm 35, and so I
in no way
you're 35.
Yeah.
Oh, you're way older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know that.
So, worst fashion choice you ever made was the time.
That was pretty good for the
red.
I don't know the worst fashion choice I.
You could it could be a costume. Like maybe there was a costume that you really fucking.
I mean,
sucked.
I hear for
that
I,
wasn't really a choice. I guess
3 years ago, I played Rob Ford. In a show, and I was walking around as Rob Ford for that's.
Did you like? Did you like De Niro gain the weight?
I wore a fat suit actually. Oh, I wore a goddamn and I was walking around.
Should have raging bulled it.
The baking hot Toronto sun. For
that's
weeks.
How you were mayor for a day.
Yep.
And just...
It was astounding because like I did this before like Ford blew up as the train wreck that he is, and it's amazing to think.
I thought you meant in the ring.
That I underplayed it, that I was like I held back on you know what he anyway.
Yeah, exactly. If you'd just gone running screaming and they'd be like, "Wow, is Rob Ford's way over the top?"
Yeah.
But then in retrospect, they would have been like, "Nope,
that's
dead
who he is.
On."
Yep.
You meant to say retrospect, but you said retro back. Next question.
It's the tag team that I'm going to make with some sort of old wrestler in Ryback.
Somebody in Ryback.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Marty Jannetty is going to come back.
And Ryback.
Team with Ryback.
But he's going to be in good shape.
Is Hacksaw Jim Duggan still alive?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Does he still wrestle?
I saw him in person a few days. I saw him
really
in person
should.
Last week, man.
He does not still wrestle.
I guess I remember
old people,
him just because he
people
run a
wrestling
for.
Is sad.
So I mean, that's a move. That's like...
That's iconic to me.
Next question.
Hey-o.
That was his
catchphrase. Who did it first, him or...
I think Ed McMahon.
It wasn't the same.
It's not the same.
Ed McMahon's more of a hey-o.
Ed McMahon's is hey-o.
And Hacksaw was kind of like,
ho!
Exactly, like he's going somewhere.
Like, I want to have them in a room together.
I think, yeah. Well, one of them's dead, so you're not going to get that. Dick Clark's dead.
Neither
too.
Of them are dead. Oh, wait.
Ed McMahon is very
Ed
dead.
Ed been dead for
very
a while.
Dead, yeah.
Quite a while.
Next question.
Okay, so this is a
on that note.
Question coming in from our previous guest.
Okay.
Triple X Sex Express Sexy
Eddie.
Oh, nice.
That's his full title.
Oh, awesome.
The third.
I'm excited about this.
And he wants to know
Junior.
If you could have sex with a dead celebrity.
With a dead celebrity.
Who would it be?
Now,
but they're alive when you're having sex.
Oh, okay. Well, that's less interesting then.
But it has
surprisingly not as sleazy as you would think coming from Sexy Eddie.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, jeez.
Has to be a dead celebrity. Not just an old celebrity pal. You can't be like fucking some old celebrity who's still alive.
Just burped right
like,
in the mic.
Great. You can't be like Sophia Loren.
You know
she's
what?
She's still alive.
You know what? Mary Pickford was a hottie.
Mary
Pickford. She was big in the silent era.
Some reason this is
she
like
was
the
like,
second time in this week that Mary Pickford has come.
She did films in like 1910 or something like that.
So I think if you hear,
I think she banged Charlie Chaplin. Actually,
if you hear a word or a person that you've never heard of, you'll hear that same
and she's
name
Canadian.
Again in the same.
Mary Pickford
same
is yep. like, and I did not know who it was when the first time it came out.
That's
also
just
that
for thing,
the
there's that
rights.
Weird thing, right? Where if you hear a word or a name
yeah.
you've never heard before,
yeah.
there's a good chance you'll hear it like. A second time within a short time span.
Yeah.
Because your brain is just like zoning in on Mary Pickford information.
I think that would carry some heavy bragging rights too because she was like a huge movie star.
So you're going to say a slut.
1900s. And possibly a slut as well.
Shit! Mary Pickford, it's the name dropper in Great Gatsby. That's where I heard
is
it.
That really? Okay.
Well, because they're in the Great Gatsby and it's at the party and whatever. They were
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah,
and they were like, I'd expect to see Mary Pickford here. And they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh. And then they just like, they walk.
Yeah, she
like,
was,
it's like
she was hot shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because she would be at a fucking big high society party
yeah.
at the Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
So it's like, they like say it as a name drop.
Yeah.
Like, as a, it'd be like the same as.
So that's it. I want to bang Mary Pickford.
That's where I heard Mary Pickford before. Right. And our final question
is I gotta
you ask the question that stayed the same.
Right.
Just nothing like Kilborn.
Right.
It's kind of like the Led Zeppelin album.
Nothing like Kilborn.
The song
is
remains
Led
the same.
No,
but it's
no, it was Led Zeppelin's last album called "Nothing Like Kilborn."
The question subtitled "The question remains the same."
The question remains the same.
Yeah, I was.
They were ahead of their time.
I always wondered. I always wondered when Bonham died, why Kilborn didn't get that spot. You
know? I
know.
The world will never know.
I don't
they
know.
Were fools not to take him.
Exactly. Get your question ready.
I should have.
See,
you
knew, you
knew
this.
I knew this was coming, and I didn't prepare anything. So
I've been confused by Craig Kilborn not getting a lot of jobs, like Lane Staley dying.
Yeah,
I felt that Craig Kilborn could possibly become the lead singer of Alice in Chains.
Hey, why not?
I don't understand why when Jet Master Jay died,
yeah.
Run DMC just didn't tour with Craig Kilborn behind the decks. Like,
yeah.
Like,
or
come
Mary
on.
Pickford. Why not?
Mary Pickford.
Yeah.
I'm killing time here while you
yeah.
figure this out. Don't try to... Walter, just say some shit.
Some shit.
Dude, do you have anything coming up, Walter, while Kyle mulls this over?
Oh, when is this coming out again?
May
I mean, 1st. What day are we today?
It's May 1st. Today. Yeah. Today.
Oh, fuck. I don't know, man. I don't know. There's a chance I actually will have a Fringe show this year because, like, last I checked, I was 7th on the waiting list, and that was a couple weeks ago. So I could be like, I could be.
As people throw their shows in the garbage.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get Kyle's spot.
Here, this is not. It's kind of a question. Here, it's okay.
Classic fucking Kale.
I know it really is, but here we go. One is identical, is equal to 0.9 repeating. They're the exact same number. Discuss.
Disagree.
No?
But it's true. They are.
No. I'm disagree with your submission.
Oh, we can't accept that.
Exactly. It is true. But
blew my fucking mind when I first read that, and then I read the proof to it. I'm like, holy shit.
Was it so? Sorry. One more time. Repeat it.
0.9 repeating is the same as 1.
They're the exact same number. They're the exact same. Now you think that 0.9 repeating is slightly smaller than 1, but it isn't. It's the exact
because
same
it's
number.
Repeating
as 1.
Into infinity. It's
exactly.
Same as 1.
Because it goes to infinity, because there's no last digit, it means that it's the exact same.
Disagree. All right.
But I'm not taking that as a submission. That's not a question. I don't want to fucking talk about this with another guest.
All right.
Wait a minute. What's the question, though?
It's 2.
Is
it's
it
what, 2.
Do you agree or disagree? I think the question should be agree or disagree. It's like throw that fact at them. Agree or disagree.
No. Idiot. You're wrong.
What?
That's tremendous.
What should Craig Kilborn be doing now?
What do you think Craig Kilborn's up to?
What do you think Craig Kilborn is up to? At this moment, right now.
You think that question will be? You think it'll be better or worse if they don't know who Craig Kilborn is?
Equal. I mean, like either way.
I think it'll be fun because it'll be another chance for us to shit on Craig Kilborn,
and then possibly another chance for that guest to go, wait a second, is this 5 questions thing the same as what Craig Kilborn does?
He used to come out to play that funky music, White Boy. It was like one of the only cool things that he did.
I think the only cool thing.
Yeah.
Ever.
You don't remember that?
He had some okay segments.
I used to watch, like, when I was, like, a kid, I used to watch a lot of late-night TV.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess...
Because I was an insomniac.
Should I... I don't know.
Because I had pituitary disorder and I couldn't sleep.
I'm announcing roller derby on Saturday, like, May 3rd.
The fuck, dude? I do have some shit
it's
coming
a doubleheader. So if you've already gone to go see the No Bullshit of Kiss Your Canada
if you have.
On Thursday or Friday night.
I should be on... I should... Okay, I'll say
I join you, but I'm going to be busy doing
Boston
a show.
Boston A and B teams are playing the Montreal A and B
teams. I haven't seen Derby in for fucking
I should
ever,
be on
man.
The Comedy Works sometime in May. Not because I have that booked, but because...
You feel that they owe you.
I feel that I should be.
Yeah. Okay, deal. We know
so I'll ask about that, and if it doesn't happen, well, then this plan backfired on me. So,
right.
So look out for that, kids.
Ferguson. Ask about Ferguson if he actually tapes the things before and does the find out.
Well, I said Deanne Smith because there's a picture of her with him. So.
Yeah.
So ask Deanne. She should know.
No, but I'm saying he does sometimes watch them, but oftentimes he just ducks out early. Anyway, so this has been Go Plug Yourself, guys.
Woo. Yay.
Walter? Closing thoughts?
That's good.
Okay, Kyle.
I have to close thoughts for Walter.
I was gonna.
You're closing.
I was gonna bring it back on the $5 blowjob thing, but I don't know.
I mean, my mind's still.
Oh no, I was
gonna
go on my calendar to see if I actually have anything to plug instead of like a possibly not happening.
You've been playing Candy Crush.
I have not been playing Candy Crush.
I think
the whole time.
The whole time.
Son of a bitch.
What an asshole. Those my closing thoughts.
This has been Go Plug Yourself. Walter can't get his fucking
May
days 10th. Together.
No, wait, I'll do something May 10th. Oh, yeah. Oh. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. I'm just going to say I might be hosting IWS on May 10th.
Oh, crazy.
What's IWS?
The return of the International Wrestling Syndicate. International now.
Is
Sexy Eddie going to be there?
Maybe.
Almost definitely will be.
He's on, his face is on the poster with like a flyer like stapled onto his face.
I haven't seen a wrestling show in forever.
This would be one to go to.
I would love to see Sexy Eddie.
Because Sexy Eddie called it the Internet Wrestling Syndicate.
He did.
I don't think Sexy Eddie fully pays attention.
I think it would be International Wrestling Syndicate.
I might be free. I might have to check this shit out.
Yeah, it's going
to
be very violent.
Gonna be,
especially if you're going to be hosting it. Then
there's going to be
this was something that was told to me, but I don't know.
Is Sexy Eddie going to sever an artery? Or
no, maybe. But Green Phantom's in a death match with Bucks Belmar.
Nice. Yeah.
So maybe someone will sever.
Will the
artery.
Retarded Butcher be there?
No, the retarded Butcher. This has been Go Plug Yourself.
That's tremendous.
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude.
Oh, man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure, as always, to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?